All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. So I've been given an update on a potential draft at the arena. Looks like there's a concert that night. Appreciate the heads up. Aventura is going to be there June 25th and 26th.
No, Aventura is over there. The stadium is in downtown.
No, the band.
Oh.
Aventura.
Gotcha.
What are they like? They're like Latin rock?
Bachata?
What would you
say? Okay, so hold on. I'm going to be completely wrong. All I know about them is the ladies love them.
Love Aventura?
Ladies love it. So much so, Drake has a line. Ladies love me like I'm Aventura.
He has that line?
He has that line.
Wow. How about that? Are you sure he's not talking about the mall?
I don't. You know what?
It's a great mall.
They do love the mall.
It's a great mall.
Very expensive mall.
Very expensive mall. Yeah. Very expensive.
So there will be
and a hike. I mean, there's a lot of walking in that mall. Big.
Oh, my goodness.
I used to work in that mall. Forever 21.
Did you really?
I did.
Forever 21.
I know.
Yeah, why?
Yeah. My friend worked there, and then he got me a job, and he got fired, and so did I.
What were you guys doing?
Stealing clothes. No, I'm kidding. I only get used stuff. No, man. I just decided taking two buses to Aventura Mall for minimum wage probably wasn't the wave.
Not a deal.
Yeah.
Not a deal. Yeah. Where were you living at the time? You still in Broward?
Miramar. So from Miramar to Aventura was quite the bop, if you will.
Let's mix it up, dude.
Let's mix it up, dude.
The Mixed Bag is brought to you by Broward Health. Well into your future, Frog Boy.
Isn't your Chili's in Aventura? Don't you have a Chili's
that
there?
Yes, that is the first date of the Tobins.
That is
adorable. Was at the Chili's in Aventura.
You go, boy.
Ooh.
Big time.
Did she pick you with big time because you went to Chili's and Aventura when there's
you know what? When you're 19,
Chili's all over the place.
When you
you could have went to that Chili's where people keep getting shot, where we used to work.
I don't know what Chili's is closer.
Hmm.
From Barry, I would say no, because you hit US-1. That Chili's was closer then. And I don't even know if that one was open yet. I'm not even sure. But the Chili's in Aventura. Chili's in Aventura. That's a Barry University love story starts right there, dude.
You sure it wasn't? I just picture D and a group of her friends walking down the street and you walking down the street with a keg and you invite her and her friends to a party and that's how the love story starts.
She claims that she was at one of our parties and that she saw me first and she came to I think we had the luau. We had a luau or something like that.
Oh yeah.
And
did you guys do flyaways?
Flyaways?
Yeah.
What are flyaways?
The hell is
like
that?
They had fraternity and sorority where they pick two names out of a hat at the end of the night and they go somewhere for a weekend.
No,
what
never did that, dude.
What the hell are we even talking about?
No, if we were going to go at, if it was going to be two tickets anywhere, it was going to be the Exxon down at the end of North Miami.
It was going to be Santa's Enchanted Forest.
Where the hell do you think they're sending us? Yeah.
Grass skirt? Oh, so were you in a grass skirt?
Well, you know what I love?
I wasn't in a grass skirt.
You were in a grass skirt.
I wasn't in a grass skirt.
I know you.
Can I just say this? You ever notice if you've been dating somebody for a long time, the history of how you guys met always seems to favor the other person, right? Like, so D says, so you at no point in time were the aggressor.
I asked her out, but I would say she kind of remember back in the day it was Facebook was the, it was when Facebook was pretty on its first year. And I would say she slid into the equivalent of my DMs.
Did she poke you?
So was she was the aggressor.
Yeah. She liked what she saw. She liked what she saw, man. I had to tell you. And then I was liking what I saw back.
Hey.
But I asked her out.
Yeah.
No, well.
I mean,
kind of. Yeah, I mean, look.
He's a
she
man.
She put it out there.
She put it out there. I made a move.
Right. You go, boy.
You didn't. She made a move by.
Look, it's like when Tyreek goes, to Tua, you know? Like, we connected. Hey, I was like,
listen, right. You throw an alley-oop. If there's not a dunk at the end of that, that's a turnover.
That's right.
You, my friend?
LeBron and D-Wade full court in Indiana.
That was great.
So she gave you she threw the lob up to you?
Yeah.
And you dunked it.
Look at that. That is a Barry love story right there.
A Barry love story.
What do we got in the mixed bag, Marcos?
Not sure if you guys have heard, Christian McCaffrey is on the cover of Madden. Yes.
Like, no Niner. Like, if you found out today Tua was on the cover of Madden, nobody's feeling good about that, right?
Can't give him a contract.
No one's feeling good about that. Or if it's Tyreek Hill.
Oh, you're talking about the...
Yeah, just like, even if there's... I don't even know what the record is of curse or not curse anymore.
James, I think... Didn't Marshall was on it 1 year? He won the MVP.
Who?
Marshall Faulk.
Marshall Faulk.
I think that was a year after.
99. They barely had video games.
That was 03.
03?
I know the Madden covers.
Wow.
Culpepper was 02.
Who was last year?
Josh Allen.
All right. They got through it okay. I don't know if you can blame a Madden
Hey, listen. That season was filled with drama, though.
Hard to know
can
when
I
to
just get... say this? Can I just say this? Please not... Let's not take the surrounding circumstances and dictate Josh Allen being Josh Allen.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know what's hard to say.
Yeah, it's hard
Josh
to say.
Josh Allen's going
to
have an incredible season, and he's going to have those one or two picks during the course of a season where you're going to go, oh, my goodness. That ain't the Madden curse. That's just Josh Allen.
But he lost Stephon Diggs. There were a lot of questionable injuries towards the end of the season. And the Chiefs are still his daddy. It's the worst case scenario for Josh Allen.
There's a lot of people on that list.
Yeah.
Like the Chiefs, they paying a whole lot of child support right now in the East. In the,
right? In the AFC, yeah.
In the AFC, right?
All right, so did Josh Allen last year. The year before that was John Madden. It was honoring his death.
Correct.
Yep.
You know.
I think Patrick Mahomes the year before or something like that.
It was Brady and Mahomes the year before that, a dual cover.
Yeah.
Which, kind of hard to curse them.
Yeah.
Lamar
Didn't
Jackson.
In the Super Bowl? Cause one Was that the year Brady beat?
Yeah, probably the year Brady beat
They both Mahomes. Were cursed in that sense then. Mahomes was a human and lost in the Super Bowl, and Brady lost to a jiu-jitsu teacher. So it was a bad time. It's not good, dude. I'm telling you, you can continue to trace
it. I don't love it. I wouldn't love it if I found out a dolphin was on the cover of Madden.
Well, this is what Christian McCaffrey had to say about the Madden curse.
I'm not superstitious at all about it. I was so excited, man. I mean, this was such an honor to be able to, you know, when I first got the call, I was in shock. It was something that I just never thought would happen to me. I never thought that, you know, somebody would call and tell me I'm on the cover of Madden. So when I got the call, I wasn't thinking about any curse. I was just excited. And I think that stuff is kind of myth, and you know, whatever happens, but I'm excited to be on the cover.
Do you want to know the last running back to be on the cover of Madden?
Yes, I would like to know.
Was it Derrick Henry?
No. Let me guess. Damn it. Sean Alexander.
Good guess, though. Sean Alexander, I think, was on it, but he's not the last one on it.
Hold on.
Sean Alexander was on Madden 07.
No, then was it from Minnesota?
AP?
AP.
Yep.
Wow. Adrian Peterson.
Yeah. Good job.
What year was that?
2014.
Right after he tore his knee up and then got 2000?
Let's see. 2014. What did he do that year?
2014.
Did he get suspended that year? That's a bad curse. That's true.
Adrian Peterson. Wow. You know what? Is that maybe the year?
Let's see. Peterson opened the 2014 season, 75 years. Yep, that was the year he got suspended.
Oh, I'm telling you.
That's a Madden curse.
I am telling you. This curse continues.
That's a Madden curse right there.
It's been bad.
Oof.
I think the year that Richard Sherman was on the following year, was that Super Bowl thing that happened?
When they lost... When they lost Super Bowl?
The Malcolm Butler?
I don't know if I can call that a curse. Like, yes, it's bad, crazy. But I don't know if I can say Richard Sherman. Well, Richard Sherman, did he get hurt that year? Because I equate the Madden curse always to you getting hurt, injuries. Not just bad success.
Okay. Yeah, that's probably fair. That's probably more fair to determine who got injured. But this
that's been gone for a while.
I mean,
because if you're going back to Brady...
Well, that's probably why they always went to quarterbacks. I'm just like, enough of this.
You go back to Brady and Patrick Mahomes. That look, was, I mean,
Madden. Wow. Madden 2002. Dante Culpepper's on the cover. He missed 5 games due to injury. 2003. Marshall Faulk missed 6 starts and didn't play in 2 games. 2004. Michael Vick only played in 5 games due to injury. 2006. McNabb misses 7 games due to injury. There's something there. If I saw Tua,
but
on
it
the
went
cover,
away though. If you look at going to the like the teens. That's not accurate.
2007, Sean Alexander missed 6 games. 2010, Troy Polamalu missed 11 games. 2012, Peyton Hillis. Literally no one has ever heard from him ever again.
That's true.
I'm not sure if he's still even around.
Peyton Hillis.
That was crazy. Yeah. We mentioned in 2014.
Or you could have just said a Brown.
Yeah, exactly. You know what, crazy though? A white running back Brown. Very strange. I don't understand. I can't remember the last time. Madden 2017, Rob Gronkowski only played 8 games due to injury.
It's like every year with him.
Yeah.
But then they win the Super Bowl? Oh, no, that's the year they lost to 2008 is the year they went undefeated and lost to Eli.
Yeah. Rob Gronkowski on 2017.
Gronk wasn't on that team.
Yeah, they finished in 2017.
Oh, that's what I thought you said 2008.
No, 2017, actually. If Gronk, 2017. That was one where Gronk was on the cover, but
2008 was Vince Young. I can just assume there was a curse there at some point named Jeff Fisher.
For sure. The Eagles beat the Patriots in that Super Bowl after Gronk was on the cover.
You know what?
Yeah.
We get it.
Yeah,
the point is,
it's fair.
Hopefully Christian McCaffrey can overpower the curse, but I would be nervous.
I would be nervous too, man.
I would be nervous.
I'm telling you.
Especially with running back. It hasn't been used in a while. What do you got for what else is in the mix bag, dude?
Let's get something I know Leroy would like to hear about. Tiger Woods.
Oh.
Yes, he recently spoke and answered the question, is it possible for him to win a U.S. Open?
Yeah, I do. I do. I do feel like I have the strength to be able to do it. It's just a matter of doing it. This golf course is going to test every single aspect of your game, especially mentally, and just the mental discipline that it takes to play this particular golf course. And it's going to take a lot. We've been working on that and making sure that I understand the game plan and be ready, you know, in 2 more days.
What are we? Where is it at this year, Leroy?
It's at Pinehurst, number 2. Pinehurst. Here's the deal. Here's why Tiger feels he can win this golf tournament. Because the final score will be somewhere around even par.
Oh.
Right? The U.S. Opens. But here's the other problem. There's 80s waiting to happen. There's an 80 waiting to happen. Right? That's the thing. So if he can keep his ball relatively straight, he won't have to shoot incredibly low scores to be in the mix. However, and it's not a very undulating golf course, meaning that it wouldn't be that difficult to walk. One missed shot, a couple of missed shots, and you're talking about being out of the golf tournament. So that is the crux behind it. I'm telling you, it's gonna be hard to go against Shoffley and
Shoffley and Scheffler. Shoffley and Scheffler.
Yep. Because the one thing that is required in these tournaments, especially U.S. Open, is hitting the ball straight. Hit the ball straighter than anybody.
You're gonna need to play some mind games with Scheffler if Tiger's paired up with him. Maybe wear some ripped pants. Remind him of his arrest.
He won't be paired up with Tiger.
Why not?
Because that's not how they do it.
Why not?
Huh?
Why can't
because
they? Why
here, not for funsies? Believe it or not, they have a system with how they pair people up and who you play with and what time you tee off.
Must hate ratings.
Tiger is going to be middle of the day both times, right? They want to get eyes. The number one player in the world, middle of the day both times. So his morning time may be 10 o'clock. His evening time may be 1 o'clock. He ain't going to have a 7 o'clock in the morning tee time and a 2 in the evening tee time. He's not going to have that. He's going to be in the TV coverage both days.
How nervous are the police going to be?
At Pinehurst? No, isn't he from those parts? They ain't going. Oh, it's North Carolina. Uh-oh. I don't know.
Listen, don't look any golfers in the eye, officer. Yeah. Let them do what they want.
You saw what he did to the last one.
You saw what he did. Holy crap. It's
lightning?
It's literally like, you ever say, like, you look out your window and it's raining sideways? That's what it's doing right now.
Man.
Well, I'm looking at it and it looks like it's 7:30 in the evening.
It's,
Woo!
It's crazy out there. Give us one more, Marcos, for the mixed bag.
Indeed. This one is Russell Wilson. He feels like
he's this guy. What does he want to say?
Come on! You shook up the bag! You shook up the mixed bag and you reach in the bag and you pull out Russell Wilson?
No, okay, fine. Yeah, I didn't realize we hated Russell Wilson. Travis Kelce then, huh? You guys like that? Travis Kelce?
Better.
All right.
Better.
This is him talking about being an aging superstar with the Chiefs and how much wear and tear his body can take as they continue to put the load on him.
Wear and tear me, baby. I'm ready for it, man. Put the load on me. I love being accountable for the men and the women in this building and Chiefs Kingdom. I love the aspect of, you know, everybody counting on me to try and make that play for the team and just do the right things out there on the field and you know, better judgment for the team. And I just I don't think that anything from last year, you know, put more miles on me, made me, you know, less of a player. I think it was all in all, it was just, you know, focus, being my own worst critic, and capitalizing in situations that I should have.
Whatever, dude. You're dating Taylor Swift. Last year worked out fine for you.
Okay.
Dude, why are you so bitter? Why can't that man live his best life?
He doesn't even wash his feet, dude. Can we trust this guy?
He doesn't
guy,
wash
really?
His feet?
He's him and Jason Kelce. They said they don't wash their feet, dude.
I gotta tell you.
You know, the intangible is cleanliness. I don't like some of the things that are getting thrown out there.
Leroy. It could be a football guy.
So. Tobin, stop it.
What?
When was the last time you washed the bottom of your feet?
This morning. I got one of those.
Right after you shaved?
I got one of them scrubbing loofahs.
Oh.
That's nasty.
No, it's not.
What?
Loofahs are nasty.
You wash them off after.
Hold on. Let's understand this. Let me explain something to you.
Mm.
You are washing your dirty body.
Yep.
With a loofah, and then washing it with the
dude,
dirty.
Dude, it's my shower, and I clean. Oh, like, I don't understand.
You can't clean a loofah?
You know, I've been to your house, and I don't recall it being a hospital. So, like, what is this? How much more cleanly can I get? What do you want me to do? Crack open a new one every time?
Yes. You want me to tell you what I do?
Disposable loofahs.
This is no lie.
Maybe onto something.
I buy, like... 50 of those little washcloths on Amazon.
50?
What?
For like $15.
God.
Right? And I wash and throw them away.
That's it? That's what you do?
Yeah.
One and done with the washcloth. Yeah. You can put it in the laundry.
Nope.
Why? It's not a baby wipe.
Because it's cheap.
I don't understand this.
You probably spend about $100 a year on... your feet aren't better than mine. My feet are clean.
I got a washcloth, dude. A cheap washcloth. I wash, scrub, get everything, and then throw it in
you,
trash.
You make it seem like... Okay, you know, first of all, I don't like how it's... I don't like how Schmeathen says the intangibles love a loofah. I don't like that.
Yes! I'm not being wasteful.
A loofah!
It's a cheap washcloth. You keep washing it, you're going to be able to see through it.
Dude, like,
that's not rich.
It's,
that's
but
not
it's
rich
me. It's my loofah. Who cares?
How long you holding on to that loofah?
It gets rinsed out.
I promise you.
This is ridiculous.
I spend the same amount of money on washing stuff than you do, as you do. I'm spending less than a dollar a towel.
Let me tell you something, dude. Your $15 washcloth is nasty. All right, probably gets no traction.
No, it's not. It's clean.
It's not of quality to clean you.
Let's see. I don't believe that it's a 50 pack of wash rags.
Hold on. I'll send you the thing.
Dude's going to Costco to get washcloths because he's afraid to ever use it again. I don't go to Costco.
I go on Amazon.
Mm. Whatever, dude. You're wholesaling your washcloths.
Yes, that's right.
50-pack, $16.99.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah, there you go.
Pretty good.
No, you think I'm kidding.
Maybe onto something.
I'm telling you.
You disgust me, Tony.
What? What do you use, Frog Boy?
Hey, y'all think I'm wasting money? At $16 for 50 washcloths, how much is that a washcloth?
Quick math says that it is.
But hold on. Why can't you just, can I just ask a question?
That's, guess what? It's cheaper than toilet paper.
But let me ask you something.
Ooh. It's cheaper than toilet
paper. Okay, but let me ask you a question. Why do you have to keep going back to the well of buying 50 washcloths? Why can't you buy, let's just say on the conservative side, 10 washcloths and just put them back in the laundry and because roll it through? What does this need to continue to have a fresh washcloth?
Wow. They don't get, because here, when you wash them, let me tell you something.
This guy rolls in mud.
When you use a washcloth and you keep using it, and then you wash it and wash it, then you go to put the soap on and it don't suds up.
Okay, dude. All right. First of all, everybody knows you got to give a washcloth slash towel a couple washes for it to be peak towel. Everybody knows that.
Wow.
Everybody knows that. No towel or cloth out of the gate is the best it's ever gonna be.
I need it to be.
You need to get some washes on that thing.
Dude, let me explain something to you. My washcloths are cleaner than that dude at the club that throw that towel at you.
Which guy?
You know when you go into a fancy club and they have the bathroom attendant?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And you try to avoid it because he throws it at you. And once you catch it, that means you under contract.
What do you use at the lily pad there, Frog Boy?
Well, I just lick my skin.